Genesis 8, 21 and 22 says, "And the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." All of our lives, we've seen contradictions of God's promises made here in our text. God says that He is in control, and until He wraps things up, there will be no end of the world catastrophe. Hollywood makes millions of dollars on movies, and the world is threatened by a comet or a mad scientist or other natural extinction level disaster. Growing up in the 70s and 80s, we were constantly being scared with the threat of a nuclear winter as a result of war with the Soviet Union and Russia. On the television and in the classroom, talk of a nuclear holocaust would be mentioned just often enough to give kids nightmares. When Ronald Reagan was elected in the 1980 presidential election, we were told that he was a warmongering old man who would start a nuclear war with Russia. When he won the election, I remember kids at school actually crying the next day because their parents had scared them so badly with such talk. Instead, Reagan ended his second term with the dismantling of the Soviet Union and an end to the nuclear arms race. And there is one good reason that there wasn't an earth-destroying nuclear war in the 70s and 80s. It wasn't because of Ronald Reagan. It was because God has promised that only He will end this world. And that's built into the cake, so to speak, when God says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." But there have been plenty of other scare tactics over the years. We were told of an impending ice age when I was a kid in the 70s. And then the global warming was going to destroy everything in the 80s. Now they've not decided whether it will freeze to death or be scorched to death, so they've coined the term climate change to scare us all into voting for the government to control everything and set up a global socialist state. But only a godless, Bible-rejecting fool or ignoramus would buy into such nonsense. Yes, we are to be good stewards and care for the planet that God gave us. We should support clean air and clean water. We shouldn't litter. But we should also be secure in knowing that Jesus, the Creator, is in control. Bible Christians should never fall for the scams and schemes to push us into a globalist New World Order where we surrender national sovereignty, personal freedoms, and human dignity in exchange for empty promises from fallible, sinful men to provide us with the security that only God can actually promise and keep. We trust in God and His Word, and we're told that Jesus is in control, as explained in Colossians 1, 16 and 17, where it says, "For by Him," referring to Jesus, "were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Jesus created everything, and He holds everything together. That is where our faith should lie, not in men, in Jesus. He's the one we should trust and look to. We're told that a day will come, as it says in 2 Peter 3:10, when the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works that are therein shall be burned up. But that happens when what the Bible calls the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. This world will end when God decides it will end. In the meantime, we trust in the Creator who shed His blood and was crucified on our behalf and then rose from the dead, conquering sin and death so that we could have eternal life.